Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Several years ago, our next guest opened his own real estate appraisal company. Then the challenges resulting from the pandemic brought him to create a mobile app for appraisers and homeowners. Prior to the pandemic, he was also co-owner of a restaurant, and that experience led him to launch a new restaurant concept. He holds a Master of Science of Real Estate and Infrastructure from Johns Hopkins University and is currently pursuing his master's degree from the Culinary Institute of America. Paul Rill is owner of Oscar Mike Appraisal Group and Parsley and Mint Restaurant in Greenville, South Carolina. Paul, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Now, give us a little bit more detail on your venture into entrepreneurship.
Yes, sir. Back in, I guess it was when I was starting my appraisal company, it's really easy to kind of just start an appraisal business as a one-person shop. After that, I went and got the master's degree and realized that I wanted to kind of grow into more of an entrepreneurial role with that appraisal business. So we started hiring some trainees. So in the appraisal business, the best way to kind of grow is to hire trainees, because you have to apprentice with somebody for 2 years before you can get your certification. So I hired some trainees, developed a training program and a business structure to where it turned into more of an entrepreneurial effort. And then just really kind of started growing it from there. During that time, it got to the point where the trainees were doing a lot of the work, and I had a lot of time in my day. So I guess I decided to do one of the more stressful businesses and started a restaurant. So I got into a franchise. I wanted to learn a lot about kind of the restaurant industry. I'd always been in the restaurant industry at some capacity. Even when I was in the Marines, I was out getting a job, you know, bartending or bouncing or doing something in the kitchen. But from the ownership standpoint, I wanted to learn a lot more, which is why I like the structure of the franchise. You know, during that time, I had some ideas for more ventures going forward, kind of started the process a little bit, and then COVID happened. So then COVID kind of dictated where each one of the other two ventures that I was working on kind of went. And that turned into Oscar Mike Valuation Company, which is the Oscar Mike Mobile Appraising. And then on the other side, that's what turned into the Fast Casual Restaurant of Parsley and Mint.
You were kind of forced into moving forward a little quicker with the mobile appraisal app. Did you already have some software engineering skills yourself?
No. So how it started, to be completely honest with you, I was down in Key West in December of 2019, right before COVID. And I remember I was sitting at the bar at Sloppy Joe's, I had a margarita, some friends next to me, my dad, and you know, my fiance had a friend band playing or whatever. And I was thinking in my head, I'm like, how can I do more of this? You know, because I've been working so hard. And really kind of the idea of working more remotely as an appraiser was very attractive. So I met with a developer whose office is actually like 10 steps from mine, Endeavor. We work in a co-working space in Greenville, and started talking to him about it. And he could definitely do it. So it's a husband and wife team called Arbe Digital. We hadn't really gotten that far, but when COVID happened, we started doing a lot more desktop appraising, which is basically getting all the information we can from the internet, providing an opinion of value from that information. But I realized that a lot of the data that we were getting was really, really bad data. It was stuff that was 2 years old, 3 years old. You know, somebody could have completely redone a house in that amount of time. And it hit me that this is a perfect, perfect product for gathering data in a COVID world where people wouldn't allow us into the house and stuff like that. So I kind of revamped it a little bit and talked to Eric, who's a developer, and just really started kind of hitting the gas and moving forward as quickly as possible with that.
And so somewhere around this same time, you decided to open up a new restaurant. I mean, the restaurant industry has really been struggling. Why did you decide to do this?
So I still have the franchise, but what happened was we were actually sitting in the restaurant the day after we got shut down. And it was me and my business partner, Ryan. This is going to be around for a while. And we started realizing that the business model needed to lean on technology. It needed to get to the product into the people's hands quicker. Delivery, takeout, stuff like that. We realized that the fast casual model was kind of the future for the near term and possibly far term. And as I was going through the master's from the Culinary Institute, I did a project on the Mediterranean diet. At that point, it was a light bulb. Fast casual cuisine merged with the Mediterranean diet, and that's when Parsley and Mint was born, really. So we opened the location downtown and then have a second location up by Furman University, and we'll continue moving with that concept going forward.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir, for having me.
Paul Rill is owner of Oscar Mike Appraisal Group and Parsley and Mint Restaurant. He spoke to us by phone from Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to both of his companies posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And don't forget, anywhere you find your podcasts, you will find us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.